Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny show. It's going to be a wonderful day and a wonderful show. I'm starting out with a great story about the just what, if you give someone all the money in the world, what will they do with it? Yay!
Why aren't you on?
I know, Sarah. What's going on with you?
What do you mean, why aren't I on?
You're not
it's
on.
Tuesday.
Oh.
We got three more days till Friday.
My audio wasn't working. Okay. Whoosh. Woo.
The audio's working.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot to turn my camera on. I just, you know, I was so excited about reading all my stories going, okay, this could be fun.
What
this
were you trying to tell me? I finally looked up and went, wait a minute. You're not even
and
there.
You missed what I was saying because I wasn't there. You missed me. That's sweet. Mm. It's very, very sweet.
I do miss you. I talk to a lot of people about that, not being in the city, and there's things you miss and things you don't miss, for
yeah.
sure.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of stuff I don't miss.
But I don't miss driving there, but I do miss being there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, what were you about to say? You were about to say
nothing,
something.
Nothing. I have some just good stories today. Like, just some really fun things to talk about. And just me and Bryn were laughing so hard about, like, if you have a yacht and your yacht is so big that you need a second yacht to support it, and that yacht has to, like, go with you everywhere your yacht goes. It feels like, just buy a cruise ship, dude. Like, what are you doing?
You know what he's doing? Whatever he wants.
That's yep, that's doing. Right. Well, but look, we'll problem? Talk about it. We'll talk about it at 6 o'clock. You're right. He's doing whatever he wants. He has a support ship mm-hmm. to support his super yacht and all the money in the world.
And listen, we all make bad money decisions. You bought a hot tub and had it craned in, and then you yeah. went, we don't even use this thing.
We
someone take it away.
We don't use it, and it's taking up the whole deck. Get this right. out of here. Mm-hmm. You want this? Take it.
Right.
Our contractor was here yesterday, Richard, Dick and Chumley show. It's a, you know, it should be a podcast.
Dick
it isn't.
Chumley.
The Dick and Chumley show. It's I love Richard so much. He's such a...
He comes up because you gave him the hot tub.
Yeah, well, that's one of the benefits of being my contractor mm-hmm. over the years is, let's see, we've given him a truck. We've given him a hot tub. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's got... Actually, though, I've also made him store stuff for me. I'm like, I don't have room for this. Can you take... He goes, yeah, I'll find someplace for it. I'm like, all right, great. And then I ask him for it back, and he brings it. It's fantastic.
Oh, that's nice.
He's like my own personal storage unit. No, Richard is... He's great. And he brought... His daughter works at some bakery over in Benicia.
Benicia?
Yeah, that's right. They live in Benicia.
It's probably a One House Bakery.
It's One House Bakery.
Yeah, I love that place.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay.
It's really good.
Richard was from Benicia. I had no idea.
Yeah, Richard lives in Benicia.
I didn't know that either.
You should ask Richard's daughter if she goes to Target to look at Chaunch, too. Maybe these two should get together. I mean, it sounds
is
like
is that the Chaunch Central? I didn't know. I didn't realize you were looking
I
at
I thought
Chaunch
that's where you
there.
Went to look at boys without
oh,
underwear
that.
And sweatpants.
I did say that once. I did.
Uh-huh.
I did say that once.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're in sweat. I do remember that.
Yeah.
But back to One House. They have
oh,
great
right.
desserts.
Yeah.
And so I love their chicken dinners that they do.
Oh, that's chicken really- chicken dinners.
Yeah. When the pandemic started, they started doing family dinners. So they do like chicken.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
That's a pivot right there.
Yeah.
We're a bakery. Now we're doing dinners. Come get them.
Yeah. They did our Easter dinner. We bought Easter dinner Ooh. From them. And it's really good. I highly recommend yeah. it.
Chicken rotisserie chicken or like
yeah, it's like a
fried.
Full chicken. Like chicken with mashed potatoes, a salad, and vegetables.
Mm. Can't go wrong there.
Yeah, and sometimes they do lasagna. And what else do they do? They just, it's a new menu every time.
Man, I'm starving already.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. I highly recommend
it. Start talking about food so early.
Hey, speaking of, have you ever, you a cicada fan?
No. Cicadas are loud and annoying.
You know, so you don't eat them?
No, I do not eat cicadas. You know what? I know that if we were starving, it's a big bug. It's, actually, can you play like they're in certain parts of the country? They're not bad out here. You can. They're like an extremely loud cricket.
Yeah.
Like they make this like screechy sound, and there are places where you just can't get away from them. Like they're so loud.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Except imagine that times. It's like it gets up to 100 decibels.
Oof.
It's like so loud. Yes, Vinny.
I was thinking that was, we get these things that make a clicking sound in our backyard. I don't know what they are, but I read a story this morning that said, the cicadas are coming. Mm. And I went, oh, maybe that's what I've got. And then I looked at it and the cicadas are cut. Apparently these things.
Do you have a lot of hummingbirds? Hummingbirds make a weird click.
Oh, maybe that's it then.
It's like a chirp, but it's like a.
I'll look it up.
Sounds
and
like
see
dry
if that's it.
Thing twigs snapping. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a clicking sound. It's not. It's not a chirp or a bird sound at all. Anyway, the cicadas are coming. Is this story I'm reading right?
So I don't want any cicadas. I actually think I found a cicada in my yard the other day. My cats have been playing with it. Like they look like maybe an inch long, and they're. Am I thinking of the right thing? They've got like sort of a big head and a sloped body. It has wings,
black,
like lacy
with red
wings.
Eyes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know them. I'm actually asking you because so the story says
so
the cicadas are coming. Apparently these things bury themselves.
Yeah. There it is right there. Oh, man.
For 17 years at a time. So they bury themselves and then
emerge.
They emerge every 17 years. Anyway, they're emerging, but they're on the East Coast. They're not here.
Yeah.
And people are talking about they come in such numbers that they can be turned into food. And I thought, oh, if Sarah grew up with these things, I'm sure she eats them.
I'll say this about eating bugs. If I'm starving and the world is an apocalypse, like I'll figure out a way to stomach. I can't wrap my head around eating bugs. I just can't. Like when I watched Survivor and they would have to eat bugs or something or
those larvae.
Worms and stuff. I just.
Nice, Sarah.
Like people with their chocolate covered crickets and stuff. I can't. Bugs are just. I can't.
I'm with you. I'm not eating that.
I mean, okay, if we're starving, I'll figure out a way, but.
You want to hear something weird, though?
Yeah, all right.
I never ate pickles because I just don't even think that's food. And for some reason, I don't know which book of the Strike series they ate pickle and cheese sandwiches, but I just got it in my head because we have pickles at the house now because that's one of the things my kid can eat.
Because pickles are awesome. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not so sure. But anyway, there I am. I'm making a cheese and pickle sandwich, and I eat the thing.
With some mustard?
It's not bad.
It's delish.
And now I'm kind of eating them like fairly regularly.
Yeah. I like a ham and cheese, and I take a whole little pickle and I slice it into real thin slices and just lay it over the top.
Yeah, I don't eat the ham, but I'm weird that I go from never eating pickles to now an only pickle.
Well, now you
got to
try some different pickles. Mm. Pickles are delicious. Pickles on hot dogs are great.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, you lay hot dogs.
Right.
Pickles on hot dogs are really good.
Do you really believe that everyone who says that word says it the way you're saying it in a hot dog?
Well, you say hot.
Hot
dogs. Like, I don't even say it's hot out. I say it's hot outside.
Hot.
Hot.
It's hot out.
Hot. It's hot out.
Hot out.
Hot outside.
It doesn't break your jaw.
Hot out.
Hot.
Hot out.
It's hot out.
It's hot outside.
Yeah.
Just,
wait, no.
I don't know. It's hot out.
Anyway.
Oh, it's
pickle
hot
and cheese sandwich. Try it sometime. They're not bad.
Yeah.
Surprising.
I don't know. I want a piece of meat in there, but I feel you on the, you know.
I'll take just a pickle. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I like sweet baby gherkins are my favorite.
What?
I'll munch those. Just, you know. Just, oh, look, we got gherkins. See me
really
push it
like
in?
Food.
I know. really good. It is good. John makes this like shredded chicken thing in the the Instapot pressure cooker, whatever the F that thing is.
Yeah.
So since we got that thing, he's been making this recipe where he takes just chicken breast. You put it. It takes 12 minutes, start to finish, and it comes out. And it is, and then he shreds it up with a fork, and it's got this great tomatoey sauce on it, you know, whatever spicy sauce. And then we make put it in burritos and just oh my god. And then there's always a little leftover, so I take the leftover rice and I put the chicken on it, and then today I'll have that for lunch. It's going to be so good.
Oh, that sounds epic.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean it's going to be so good? You mean that's what happened last night?
No. We had the burritos last night. It was so good. But then I saved the leftover rice and put the chicken on top of it and some of the sauce. I put it in the fridge, and then I...
And today it'll be so good.
I'll eat that for lunch, yeah. Oh, but that's so that so now back to One House Bakery in Benicia.
Oh, right.
Big up,
Sir Richard's daughter. Right.
So
what
Richard,
did she do?
Sir Richard's daughter works there. And the last couple times he's fattening us up for the kill. I just know it. Like,
I'm
every
just
time
curious
he,
what he's brought you and what she does there. If she's a pastry chef or.
I don't know what if she's cooking or if she waits on people at the counter. I don't know what she
well,
does.
Well, they
there.
Still keep the door. You can only pick up. Which it's a really nice place, but since the start of the pandemic, they were the first ones to like close and only pick up, and they did online ordering. They were really with it and together with it.
Wow. So. Yeah. So it seems like Jackie's been working there for a while, and you know, she loves the pastries.
What's up, Jackie?
Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Dick and Chumley's daughter, Jackie. So there's these pastries.
Dick and Chumley's daughter?
John and Richard have their own daughter.
Their own
together.
Kids.
Oh, okay.
What?
He's got a whole sideline.
John's side piece, huh? All right.
Richard has several kids. They're all great. So Jackie's great. And I love Jackie because she loves to sew. And she'll come over. Like, I missed her the last time she came over, I had just gotten my second vaccination. And I was out. Like, I just, you know... Went to sleep after the show and just slept all day.
But
and
she came over to sew with you.
I know.
Oh,
I didn't know she was coming.
And she brought you dessert.
And sure. So she brings these. Sarah. She brings these tarts that they do there.
Mm-hmm.
The crust is, it's like a little pie, like a little mini pie. You know those little tartlet things with custard in it.
Mm. Yeah.
But the crust is made out of shredded coconut. And it's like caramelized. I don't know how they do it, but it's so good and crispy, but it's coconut.
It sounds like Coco knows this place well.
Oh, yeah.
My family
very
loves
well.
It. Yeah, my family
so
loves it.
So it's a little bit of custard, and then it has whipped cream on top that they've just put a million strawberries into. Like, it's ground.
Oh, I haven't tried that one.
It's like strawberry ice cream in whipped cream form, and mm-hmm. that's, so it's like a strawberry whipped cream custard tortlet. Thing that is just so good. So she sent two of those. We all got in a big scrum over who was going to get how much of each one. Oh god, they're so good.
For Valentine's Day, they did Schmidt's Creek cookies with like David sayings on them.
Oh, yeah,
that's adorable.
Oh, so they always do something for the holidays too. It's a really cute place, and I'm happy that they're in town. It's
yeah,
awesome.
It's great.
When they open up, I don't know when they're going to open up. I definitely want to go in there and eat.
And just sit and eat.
Yeah.
Well, and now you have a new friend.
Yeah. Their French toast. Their French toast is really good.
Oh, French toast. Jeez, that place sounds great.
And their grilled cheese.
Oh, jeez. What are you doing to me over here?
The way she was like, as you were describing, she's going, yep. Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, all right. Yep. I'm like, this girl knows all their foods.
Well, she always says Benicia's like super tiny. Everybody knows each other.
Yeah, it's right on First Street, and it's usually at the top. So you start at the top, walk down, just see all the shops, see what else is there.
I turn left, 40 steps, turn right, about 18 steps.
Yeah, you can just park anywhere downtown, then you just walk and... Yeah, that's what you do. That's all I did.
How far are you from the downtown? Can you walk to the downtown?
No, I can't. I live in the hills, so I'm in the hills.
Oh. High end, top shelf. We go down the hill to where the people are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right, ears pop from all the pressure.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's a big change coming down from that rarefied air.
Wow.
So anyway, you go downtown, you park willy-nilly, and then you walk around and enjoy the fruits of Benicia.
Yeah. Mm. And they do like gluten-free bread and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is not a paid advertisement.
No, it's not.
One House Benicia. Benicia in general. Yeah, Richard
Benicia does sound like a delight, though.
It does.
Yeah.
It's very quiet.
Yeah.
Before we start, I have something, a public service. This doesn't count as an announcement. It's more, really more of a request. This is a radio emergency.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on?
So we're right around the corner from Pride, and someone brought up like Pride and the events that you know we normally celebrate in the Bay Area, and I can't find out if they're doing the parade this year. I don't think they are either. I looked everywhere, and like I was reading this whole itinerary about Pride events, and then I went, oh my, okay, this is it. They're doing it. And then I reread it, and it's right at the top before I got to the actual story, which I'd skipped since it didn't seem part of the story, was this is last year's itinerary, which really was the year before's itinerary because last year didn't even happen. So in reality, there isn't any info about whether or not, and they have to know. You can't possibly put a parade together.
It's less than a month away.
Yeah, I mean, it's the permits and all the stuff. So I did find they're doing the Oracle movie nights, which I have announced in the past and will re-announce as we get closer, but I don't know if Pride Parade's happening. If it is, please let this reporter know so I can let people know to make plans and or not to make plans.
Right.
Don't come. It's not happening, you know?
Right. Well, right. And it would be nice to be able to report that stuff. I mean, we are at the local radio station.
I can't get info on it. So I'm asking now for any kind of public help I can get. If you know anything, let me know. I'll certainly make that information available.
Hey, Nikki, can you run over to KCBS when you get a chance this morning and, you know, mask up, put on your hazmat suit, that kind of thing, and then go down there and just find out what's if they've got a line on something. That is big info that we should probably
have. I remember when we first moved here and I'd finally gotten my place. So when did we move here? Like in February. And I got a place and then I had my car and I'm driving around downtown on this random weekend as I just like to roam and see stuff, and the parade, and this is unbeknownst to me, this is Pride Parade, but the parade of men with great legs in cutoff jeans. I'm like, what is going on around here? My calves are crying because all of these great legs are making me feel bad about myself. Everywhere I look, tight butt cheeks and little teeny jeans, and I'm going, what could be happening here?
Goodness. Oh, look, and there's Hooman. What's he doing here? Oh, it's weird.
Hooman was nowhere to be. Hooman wasn't. Just anyway, saying. The point
is, I picture him following the group of guys.
You do, do you?
No reason.
Right. Anyway, it was Pride, and that was my first time. I was like, wow, what's happening here?
Did you run right home and find like a pair of jeans with holes in the knees and cut them off real tight up the
top? No, I'm not really a parade guy. I was, you know, I got out of there actually because I was all, oh, this is going to get crowded and crazy and I'm going to leave. I was just trying to look around, you know.
Sure, I'm just seeing what's going on.
But anyway, I'd love to help if I can. Please let us know. Otherwise, you know, I guess it ain't happening.
Yeah. Well, it's terrible to think that it ain't happening at all, because I do feel like with the world opening up, why wouldn't we do something? What's going to happen? So, Nikki will run down and see what you can find out.
All right.
All right. KLLC HD01, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back after this wonderful song on Alice.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.